Joining us now, he's the Director of Marketing Communications for Tiburon Golf Club, hosting the QBE Shootout. Ricky Potts joins us. Good morning, Ricky.
Hey, good morning, guys. How we doing?
Great.
Man, we're doing awesome. You know, the QBE Shootout's had a couple different names, but it's been around for a while. You guys have a little celebration this year, don't you?
Yeah, we sure do. We're celebrating 30 years of this event this
wow.
year. And Greg Norman was in town a few weeks ago for a media day about that. And I think he's as excited as anybody. And I don't think he thought this event would last this long. And it's just getting bigger and better every year. And the player field this year is incredible. And it's going to be a fun few days here in Naples next week.
Yeah, back to 1989. The winner was Mark O'Meara with a score of 190 over Bernard Langer, John Mahaffey, Lanny Watkins and Tom Weisskopf.
Wow.
My goodness.
Yeah. When you said that, Ricky, I said, oh, wow, this thing's 30. I was 33 years old when this thing came out. Now I can't hit it out of my shadow. So
I was 19.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's really surprising it's been that long. I mean, that has flown by, Ricky.
Yeah, it really has. And it's cool to see the event. It's been at Tiburon for a number of years now. And Greg Norman designed both golf courses here in Naples, and he's got a very big fingerprint on all the things that go on here at the property. And it's just cool to have – we also host an LPGA Tour event. That was just here a couple of weeks ago, the CME Group Tour Championship. And to have, you know, a two-week break to get ready for the PGA
yeah.
Tour, it keeps us busy.
That greens staff must be humping it, man.
Yes, they don't get a lot of sleep
yeah.
this time of year.
Right.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting when you start looking at over the years. I mean, we always say there's horses for courses, and I'm seeing a name pop up a lot, whether it's winning or finishing high. I mean, Harris English wins in 2017. Harris English wins in 2014. Harris English was a runner-up in 2015. He was a runner-up in 2016. You know, I see Jerry Kelly's name a lot. I see Jason Duffner's name a lot. I mean, going back, I see Fred Couples' name a lot. There's just some people that play well in this tournament, isn't there?
There really is, and it's cool. Lexi Thompson was invited to play in the event last year. She's back in the field this year playing with Tony Finau. She just won, actually, the CME Group Tour Championship. Charles Howell is back in the field. He won an event on the PGA Tour recently, and it's neat to see the way that the Greg picks the players that are invited to play in this event. You know, Brant Snedeker's played pretty good the last couple of years. Davis Love III is back in the field this year. Graham McDowell is a fan favorite. Steve Stricker and Sean O'Hara are the defending champions. Steve actually spends a lot of time in Naples and plays at Tiburon quite a bit, so I think he's got a little home field advantage there. But it's quite the field. Bracken DeChambeau, Cameron Champ. I mean, I could keep going. I mean, the list of players. It's only a 24-player field, but all 24 players are somebody that you've heard of, and they're definitely champions on their respective tours.
Yeah, we were talking about Cameron Champ earlier and the fact that he's absolutely bombing the golf ball. We know Tony Finau bombs it. Luke List bombs it. I mean, you've got some bombers in this field. By the way, old school bombing it, Davis Love III. But you've got the guys, like you said, Snedeker and Stricker. Oh, by the way, Bubba bombs it as well. But you've got a nice mix in this field. You know, Kevin Kisner between bombers and the guys who just kind of work their way around and make a lot of putts. Talk to me about this golf course. If people aren't as familiar about Tiburon as they should be, give us a breakdown about this golf course. I know there was a remastering that was done a few years ago, so give us some good stuff about this golf course.
Yeah, absolutely. So this and the LPGA Tour event are hosted on the Gold Course at Tiburon. Troon actually came in 2016 and started with a brand new golf course. The remastering happened right before Troon took over management of the property, and since then both golf courses have been redone. The Gold Course measures just over 7,000 yards from the tees that they'll be playing, but that doesn't mean that it's a bomber's paradise. The course requires a lot of strategy. Greg Norman did not use any conventional rough on this golf course, so it's either fairway or you're in a hazard. So you do hit a lot of fairways out here, but for example,
that makes sense since he was one of the best drivers of the golf ball ever.
You know, well, exactly.
Right?
The first hole is a par 5, and even playing it from the tips, you don't need to hit driver because it's hard to even get to the green in 2. There's a lot of strategically placed bunkers with stacked sod walls, so you don't want to be in those bunkers. There's a lot of water. It's a Florida example of the use of water on the golf course. The back nine specifically, there's a lot of holes the driver isn't even an option. So you'll see guys on hole 10 specifically, you'll see guys hit irons off the tee just to put themselves into position to be able to reach the green and put it on the right tier of the green. So the golf course is in unbelievable shape. The greens are running at about a 13 right now on the step meter, and they putt and roll like you're putting on carpet. And Jeff Caffey, our director of agronomy, and his team have just done an incredible job getting the golf course to where it is. And as good as it ever gets, I don't think they're ever satisfied because they think they can always make it better. And that's an exciting thing to have at a golf course that hosts both the LPGA and the PGA Tour.
Yeah, I mean, last year you were talking about Lexi Thompson. I mean, tied for fourth. You know, the good news about this tournament is the scoring is fairly compact. I mean, 190 was tied for first, and all the way Lexi was tied for fourth at only five shots back, all the way down to Billy Horschel and Jason Duffner, you know, coming in last place. But they were only at 201, so they were only 11 shots out. So there's a lot of, let's say volatility on the leaderboard because it is so condensed.
Well, and it's a cool format. They play three different formats over the 3 days, so it gives the players, I mean, they have a lot of fun. One, because it's, you know, 80 degrees and December, so that's a part of it, the fact that the weather is nice. But they have a lot of fun playing in a team format. They don't play in a lot of team formats throughout the year, and to be able to play, you know, in a shamble and an alternate shot, and I mean, these guys and gals really enjoy the format of it, and they have a lot of fun while competing down here.
Yeah, so talk a little bit about the format. What do we have to look forward to over the tournament's days?
Well, what's cool is they do two big pro-am days on Wednesday and Thursday. Yeah. And what's fun about it is that those pro-am days include a lot of big names. Greg Norman plays in those two rounds. Just this past week, Charles Kelly from Lady Antebellum and Darius Rucker committed to playing in the event. Then the actual event itself starts on Friday. They do a scramble. I mean, are you kidding me? A scramble on the PGA Tour.
Yeah.
How fun is that?
Yeah.
And then on Saturday, they move to a totally different format, an alternate shot. Same golf course, but it's a different way to approach it. And then on Sunday, they do a four ball.
Yep.
So it's basically a best ball out of the two players and gives them the chance to, you know, try to feed off of each other. And it's neat to be able to see the formats change daily. And the hardest of the format, in my opinion, is on Sunday. And that's what's where the champions kind of rise to the top.
Yeah. Ricky, I was going to go back to the Harris English thing. The field is picked by Greg, as you said, but do these guys say, hey, I'm not coming if Harris English is coming? Is that why he's not on the list this year?
They do have the ability to make that decision. There was a gentleman that was just recently injured that Cameron Champ actually replaced. So, you know, Greg does a really good job making sure that he includes some of the biggest and the best names in the game of golf right now. And, you know, there's 12 of the top 50 players in the world are in the field. So, you know, there's a really cool format in how he chooses those. And each year it's different. You get, you know, names you haven't seen in the past, and then you get names like Bubba and Tricker that have played in the event in the past. It'll be fun to have Davis Love III down here. And, you know, it's just a neat format that, quite frankly, I wish we did a couple of more times on tour throughout the year. But it's okay. We'll keep it here in Naples as long as the tour wants to let us enjoy that.
It is a great feel. I mean, you're looking at Charles Howell III. He just won. I mean, for the third time in his life. So
yeah,
it's a killer field.
Yeah, and when you start, I mean, you know, I'm glad you broke down the different formats. I mean, 57 O'Hare and Stricker shot in the scramble last year. I mean, look at course condition. I mean, they went 57, 69, 64. When you start talking about your course conditions, like you said, I mean, you got fairway and then the dreaded other. You know, what's the key to this golf course? I mean, obviously in a scramble, I want Cameron Champ on my team right now because he is just hitting it miles and miles and miles. But, you know, is this golf course, you know, can it be dominated by the long hitters, or does it really come down to, you know, getting the second shot in the right spot in the green and then who can make those putts?
Yeah, I think that it's a combination of all of that. And I honestly think that it's putting the ball in play to start. And the greens, they're quick. And you know, the course only being remastered a couple of years ago, they don't hold as much as you would want them to. So you're not going to be able to throw a lot of darts. You got to be strategic on if the pin's in the back right of where you land the ball. And they're starting to show more and more ball marks over time. But you just got to know the golf course, and the greens on a couple of the holes are quite large. And, you know, there are places that you can't miss. So, for example, on 17, it's a par 5, that very large fairway. These guys can get there in two. But if you miss left, good luck getting up and down, because it's about a 25-foot drop-off from the green, and it slopes away from you. And it's, you know, Norman did a really good job in placing trouble where players could get into. And you know, with the remastering of the golf course, the placement of bunkers, and with those stacked sod walls, and there are some bunkers that you can get into to you may not be able to get out of. So the players that are going to play the best this week and this event are going to be the ones that put the ball in the fairway and are strategic with their second shots into some of these challenging holes.
The what grass did Greg pick for the greens, Ricky?
You know, I don't know the answer to that, and I do know that when we remastered the black course, we're using different grass over there as well. So I do not know the grass that we use. That's the one thing in my career that I don't know a lot about, and that's the stuff that makes up our golf.
That's
course,
okay.
I don't know what the grass is.
When you say 13 on the stent meter, it doesn't matter what it is. That means it's pretty dang good, right?
We had them right around 12 for the LPGA Tour. Wow. And I think they were getting a little quick on Sunday, but makes it fun.
Yeah, so give me a feel for what you think the winning score is going to be this year.
You know, I tell you, it's going to be low. I mean, my goodness, you know, I looked at the LPGA scores a couple of weeks ago, and, you know, in the first round, the tournament scoring record was tied. I mean, it's going to be a matter of how windy it gets. It can get windy down here in Southwest Florida, so the golf course is in perfect shape. I mean, it doesn't get any better than that. I'm curious to see what it looks like on TV. I think people forget that a year ago we had a Category 5 hurricane rip through this part of the world. So the fact that we've been able to get it back into the shape that it's in now, and it's better than it's ever been. But, you know, I think that you'll see similar scores to last year, maybe even a little bit lower, because it was a little rainy and cold during a couple of the rounds last year, and it doesn't look like that's going to be the case this year. So it'll be fun to see how low they can go, but I think that you're going to see scores similar to what we saw last year, maybe even a little better.
Nice. Well, you know, we really appreciate you coming on with us, Ricky, and we look forward to another great event. 30 years is awesome, man.
Hey, well, thank you so much. And anybody that's listening at home, make sure you follow hashtag QBE Shootout throughout the week to get all of the fun content related to this event, and tune into it, because it's going to be on TV all weekend long.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Hey, thank you.
Thanks, Ricky.